from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were saying, all right, heading into camp, number two corner, who emerges? Spags spoke at one point, said, hey, we're waiting. We're waiting for a Joshua Williams or a Nazi Johnson or a Jalen Watson to emerge. Fast forward to today, and you still don't have a clear answer. Dave Merritt, Chiefs defensive back coach, was speaking to the media, and he basically said exactly what Spag said 2+ weeks ago, which is that they're still waiting for a single corner number two to emerge to basically take the role and run. And so it's still the same rotation. And on Saturday, I'm guessing in the preseason game, you're going to see the rotation of Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson. Nazi Johnson's been banged up off and on during training camp, unfortunately. I guess it's fine to rotate, but if you listen to the entire 2 minutes or whatever that Dave Merritt was talking, the rotation is about consistency. And it sounds like they don't believe that they're getting enough consistency of not only knowing the call, which is weird for a couple guys that have been on the team
for multiple years. Yeah.
Just being in the right spot and all that. Like I don't want to overblow it because they still have a number one corner and Trent McDuffie who's going to play inside and outside this year. But the fact that neither of Joshua Williams or Jalen Watson who have been in this defense for multiple years has been able to separate themselves is a little surprising.
It's concerning. Surprising is probably not even the way to say it. They are replacing L'Jarius Sneed, a man who bullied wide receivers for an entire 17-game schedule last year and helped them big time in the postseason, even going back to that Miami game we were just talking about, when he was shoving Tyreek Hill to the ground with a million other big plays he made for this team this year. The fact that not a single player has emerged as a guy that they think that they can just line up on the outside is terribly concerning because it starts to feel like you end up in the quarterback situation in college, which is if you got two, you got none. And if you just don't trust the consistency of them and they rotate out a little bit more than you normally would in corner two, that means you don't really have a situation that you can trust either way. And teams are going to know that. Teams know now that you do not trust your number two corner to play consistently. So for the next 4 weeks or the first 4 weeks of the season, the only guys they're going to test, they're not going to throw the ball anywhere near Trent McDuffie. And they weren't throwing it to him anyway. So they're definitely not throwing Trent McDuffie's way now. They're going to design their entire wide receiver unit to do nothing but throw at Joshua Williams, throw at Jalen Watson, or throw at Nazi Johnson. It's concerning to me that nobody has emerged. By now, and I understand injuries have slowed it down a little bit, but by now, I would hope one guy would have taken the job.
That's why for the preseason game against the Lions, like normally, you know, how much can you take from the starters playing in a preseason game? But if Joshua Williams or Jalen Watson, one of these guys whether it's one play, whether it's consistent snaps, like maybe we're having a different conversation a week from now and it becomes more and more evident. Remember, though, training camp's over. Today wrapped it up. So the practices and us being able to really judge it until week one, we're not going to have the same opportunity where at camp, it's obvious who's running with the ones more consistently. We're not going to really know if someone does emerge now until week one.
No. I don't think it's the coaches playing games and they just don't want the team to know.
No, not for a position like that.
That doesn't really get you anywhere. And it certainly doesn't get you anywhere, position, you know, cornerback two or anything like that. I just don't think they trust it. And for the first time, it might have caught up with them a little bit. And I think what they had hoped was Joseph would have been a nice little, like, safety net guard tackle thing like they've done in previous years, where here's a guy who's been around a little bit, understands the role a little bit, and we kind of trust him to be in the right spot, and we'll just hand it off to him. But he hasn't been healthy in addition to the other ones. Maybe they thought Nick Jones, like, nobody. They've had five names at one point compete for this job, Gold, and have yet to find a way to get a guy at cornerback too. It is the single biggest fear for me going into the season is, are they good enough at the second corner spot in order to do it? I guess we can make the same argument we've made for running back at this point, which is, when teams cut down from 51, is that where you should just add the extra player and let somebody else compete going into the regular season as well? No one says you have to win the job by week one. Maybe there's somebody on a roster that's a little deeper on corner. Maybe you want to take a look at instead of these guys.
Maybe. I just find it hard to believe that someone gets cut from another team and is just immediately better than the guys that have been in the system, though, for the number two corner job. Now, further down the depth chart, happens all the time. But the number two spot, I would be pretty surprised if another team at a position like corner would cut someone that then we would look at and say, oh, they're already...
It just depends on how little they think of the number two corner spot.
Yeah,
those guys are capable corners.
I think they'd rather just rotate at that point, which is what they're going to have to do right now. Rotate in, and then eventually, as the season goes on, see who... Maybe it just takes longer. Maybe throughout camp, you wanted someone to take a grasp of the number two job. It might be something that takes... Maybe someone plays great against... the Baltimore Ravens or against Jamar Chase or T. Higgins have the matchup they're going to get.
Do you, I guess, by that approach, the rotation in, do you just play hot hand then? So if Jalen Watson is balling out against Baltimore, he just doesn't come out. Sorry, Joshua Williams. Sorry, everyone else. Jalen Watson is doing his thing today, and we're going to leave him in, and he gets the job until, you know, like...
Then it would be his job at that point. That's how you take a stranglehold on the job.
Like, the second he makes... Like, when we were kids, and I'm assuming everybody did this way, everyone wants to play quarterback, and you're playing backyard football, and the way we used to do it was quarterback till you screw up.
Right.
You throw an incompletion, you throw a bad pass, you throw a pick, you're out of the rotation, go line up at wide receiver. It's quarterback until you screw up. So if he's in the Ravens game, and he blows a coverage, and someone blows by him, in comes Joshua Williams... Until he screws up?
Well, I don't know if they make it on one play. Like, I don't know if a coach makes that drastic of a decision where one play you line up improperly and you're just done for the game. I don't think that's...
Well, you're done until the next two guys screw up.
I don't think it's that. They just haven't had somebody emerge the way that they would have liked. And it is, I would have thought by now, my guess was always that Joshua Williams had the best case going into camp to be the number two corner next to Trent McDuffie. And it just doesn't seem like that has happened.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.